Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Weebcast. Welcome back. Another week, another episode of Weebcast, and which means another interesting topic in today, because I'm going to be talking about Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 0. I will probably talk about a little bit, and also I got a little news story about Jujutsu Kaisen that I'll probably head off with before we jump right into my thoughts and feelings on Volume 0. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let's take our time. We got some time. You know, it's a nice Friday. It looks absolutely great outside. I don't know if you guys are listening to this right now, right when this comes out, and you're taking a look out the window. It looks amazing. You could tell spring is coming, and it's coming with a vengeance. If you guys are allowed to enjoy some of it, make sure, you know, maybe sit out on the porch, get a glass of tea, Coke, whatever, you know, whatever your beverage of choice. But, you know, try to enjoy this night, very, very nice day, safely, if possible. But how you guys doing? I feel like I need to ask that more, right? I feel like I need to ask that more about how are you guys doing? How was your week? You eating well? Treating yourself right? You sleeping 8 hours? All right, you doing all that? Cause I love y'all too much. I kind of feel like your dad sometimes. I gotta stay on y'all. But all right, if you guys are doing well, you guys are ready. Cause I want to tell you guys that today's, cause I'm really happy about this month's sponsor for the Weebcast, and that is Clark's. Cause today's episode is brought to you by Clark's. And Clark's story began almost 200 years ago when Cyrus and James Clark made a slipper from sheepskin. At the time, it was groundbreaking, a combination of invention and craftsmanship that remained at the heart of what Clark's does. And from the very beginning, Clark's has always thought differently. Brilliant ideas are what set Clark's apart. So we're teaming up with Clark's and Podgo to bring our Weebcast listeners up to 30% off on select items, including on the iconic Clark's Desert Boot. And all you have to do is go to podgo.co/Clark's. That's podgo.co/Clark's. Really happy to have them sponsoring for this today's episode and episodes for the month of March. But I think it's time we go right into the story. I do want to start off with kind of why I wanted to do this certain episode specifically. And that's going to be, you know, we'll do it on the other side. Give me a few seconds, because I do want to talk about the new milestone that Jujutsu Kaisen hits in sales. And after the record initial print of Volume 15. So stick around. We'll be back on the side. We're going to give us some Jujutsu Kaisen sales news. And I'm going to talk about why Volume 0 is a must read for all Jujutsu Kaisen fans. All right? Stick around. I'll see you in a little bit. Hey, what's up? Welcome back. And as before the little break, I had to hint at a milestone that Jujutsu Kaisen has just hit, I believe, at the beginning of this month. So just, I think it was maybe like three or four days ago, I think. But as we all know, Jujutsu Kaisen, its popularity has exploded since the premiere of the recent TV anime, with the series really reaching a new sales milestone ahead of its record initial print run for Volume 15. And while always a moderately successful manga within Weekly Shonen Jump, since it became serialized in the magazine back in 2018, the quality of the recent TV anime adaptation has really succeeded not only at bringing in the manga into eyes of more people, but has massively boosted its success and popularity. The anime has been warmly received by fans and newcomers alike, and although its recent sales success can't be compared to that of Demon Slayer just yet, but it's still certainly a massive boost in popularity nonetheless. And the latest announcement has confirmed that the number of digital and physical copies of Jujutsu Kaisen in circulation, I mean, when I say in circulation, it doesn't mean necessarily sold, but will hit 36 million as of, like I said, a few days ago with the release of Volume 15. And this is boosted by the manga's first initial print for a volume over a million, with 1.5 million copies of Volume 15 being printed in anticipation of the expected sales success and to counter the possibility of the volume selling out. I mean, this is just another impressive sales milestone for the manga to hit just in the last few months. You know, while the anime initially, when the anime initially aired, it was confirmed that roughly about 8.5 million copies of the manga were in circulation, but by the end of January and the first core of the anime, it was announced that this had over doubled to over 20 million before reaching 30 million units in circulation at the beginning of just March. Look, the boom bubble of shonen battle manga buoyed by the success of Jujutsu Kaisen and showcased that by the need for such a large print run Volume 15 in attempt to satisfy a demand from, you know, eager fans like you and I, with how much the series has grown in recent months, I have to wonder if this large print run will be enough to prevent the new volume from disappearing from store shelves. I'll definitely know when I go to Wonder Book and Video and get really upset that I can't find Volume 15 anywhere. But I want to move on to the meat of today's episode. And I wanted to talk about Volume 0 of Jujutsu Kaisen and why it's so important. Why is it so good? And how it fills in some of the gaps. Why I think it actually might be better than the mainline series. And why it is an essential read. And we're going to get onto all three of those topics in just a little bit. But chances are that you're familiar with Jujutsu Kaisen. I mean, it's one of the hottest series to come out of Weekly Shonen Jump in recent years. And its anime adaptation by Studio MAPPA is doing rather well, if we're being modest. Because showcasing the series' dark fantasy style with all the latest modern action techniques and sequences. But did you know that it also has a prequel series by the name of Tokyo Toritsu Jutsu Koro Senongako? I think that's the right name. And is it available for you to read right now in form of Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 0? Roughly translated into English as Tokyo Metropolitan Magic Technical School, this prequel series was originally serialized for 4 chapters from April to July back in 2017 in the monthly magazine Jump SQ, I think Jump Square, I think it's how it's said. And it was released in Japan as Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 0 alongside Volume 3. And Viz Media also uploaded it to the Shonen Jump vaults earlier this year when Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 0 was translated officially into English. And this means that you literally have no excuse not to go read it right now if you already have a Shonen Jump subscription. It's only $2 a month. It's awesome. But there are more compelling reasons to do so than that, just because it's super available right now. Tokyo Toritsu can also be seen kind of as the prototype of Jujutsu Kaisen in the sense that it kind of laid the basis for the later Weekly Jump series. But everything that happened in it is still canon. And what's more is that absolutely nothing Gege Akutami did here in terms of the character development and world building go to waste. Nothing goes to waste here. Unlike other prototypes, kind of like the 1988 Berserk one-shot or the Burn the Witch one-shot, this is actually essential reading for the fans of the series for several reasons. And like I said, we're going to start off with how Tokyo Toritsu kind of fills in the gaps. The first reason you should read Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 0 is because it fills in several blanks for you that might not necessarily be addressed in the series. And this really became particularly clear to me while reading chapter 137, was released, including and introducing Yuta Okutsu back into the story. And without reading Tokyo Toritsu, you'll have absolutely zero idea of who he is and why he's so important. It's not just Okutsu either. It's Inumaki, Panda, Maki, Gojo, Geto, and many others all have their first introductions in Tokyo Toritsu. And you won't get the full context behind their actions without actually reading Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 0. You know, for example, why is it that Inumaki is the only semi-grade one among the Tokyo cohort, despite that grading being very unusual for students? I mean, in Chapter 2, we see why. You know, he's cultivated the cursed speech power and proved his abilities during multiple exorcism missions. And this kind of provides a bit more context on his character before we meet him in the Weekly Jump series during the cursed training arc. And look, even more importantly, however, you won't understand why Geto is so feared and reviled as the worst cursed user without reading Tokyo Toritsu. And as this details what exactly happened during the Night Parade of 100 Demons. And this is mentioned multiple times in the series in passing, but never really actually explained. And what was the event, and how did it contribute to Geto's renown? And just pick up Volume 0 and you'll find out, alright? Because if we're being honest, one of my initial problems with Jujutsu Kaisen when it first began, it always felt like I was missing something pretty vital. You know, between the constant references to someone named Okutsu, I had no idea who he was at the time, and Geto's sudden appearance at the end of the Cursed Training Arc, I was left waiting to see if Gege Akutami would ever explain who these people were and why they were so important. And to a certain extent, this was done for Geto in the Gojo's past arc. But Lord help me. You know, but Lord help anyone who read chapter 137 without knowing who Okutsu was. Secondly, I think the prequel actually might be a little bit better than this series. Admittedly, a lot of world building that is initially introduced in Tokyo Toritsu is brought back and re-explained later on. So much, you know, not so much in Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 0 will come as much of a surprise to the seasoned fan, but wow. Cursed energy exists, and so do cursed spirits. Nevertheless, there's an argument to be made that such initial elements are actually better explained in the prequel series, and that it contained the beginnings of a much more compelling, thicker story. You know, Maki's reasons for leaving the Zenin clan or Zenin family is one of the good examples of this, because in Jujutsu Kaisen, we hear about this while she's training with Megumi and Nobara in the Cursed Training Arc, but it doesn't seem that important, given that she's just ultimately a side character. But in the prequel, however, she's one of Okutsu's only classmates, and this made me sit up, pay attention, you know, driving home for me how interesting and compelling her story is. Her character design is also pretty top-notch, top class, so. And this, you know, the thing is, it could be said for pretty much all the second years that appear in Tokyo Toritsu. But for obvious reasons, the Inumaki, Okutsu, Maki are quite naturally relegated to the background as side characters once the first years enter the picture in the Weekly Jump series. Oh, I mean, Okutsu isn't even there in the beginning. You know, for starters, but the only character who doesn't have a better introduction in the prequel, it's actually probably Panda, as we see his upbringing and curse technique in the Weekly series. And that probably wasn't explored in the prequel due to limited time, you know, but it is what it is. And there was inevitably going to be something lost in the transition from, you know, Tokyo Toritsu to Jujutsu Kaisen, but I can't help but read Volume 0 and wonder what could have been. You know, quite clearly the main trio of Itadori, Fushiguro, Nobara are modeled after Inumaki, Okutsu, and Maki. You know, the similarity between the hairstyles of the first two and the idea of having a female character to round it off makes it kind of obvious here. But I wish that Akutami would have taken more personality cues from Okotsu for Itadori, if anything. But that might just be a personal thing for me. But put simply, I mean, Okotsu is a much more interesting character than Itadori. I'm sorry. And both of them are very similar in the sense that they've been burdened with some sort of curse. You know, for Itadori, it's Sukuna. But for Okotsu, it's Rika. But while Itadori can be seen as a much more active character, given that he chooses to take on this burden at the beginning of the series, Okotsu's character arc around acceptance and moving on from grief is so much more compelling. And I'm like I said, this is my personal opinion. But Tokyo Terutsu is in many ways what I initially wanted from Jujutsu Kaisen, with no caveats. And not only does Okotsu's character arc provide a thematic through line for this short series that is so much better than what came after, the prequel's slightly smaller story focus and monthly publication really gave birth to what is, in my view, much better action. And from the very beginning, Jujutsu Kaisen thought itself to be almost a new age Hunter x Hunter, when really it should have been content with being the next Bleach. You know, Itadori is just Ichigo. But Akutami's obsession with codifying and systemizing the series' cursed energy power system gives birth to a contradictory set of reader expectations that I've never been fully able to reconcile. You know, in this series, it's supposed to be like a dumb action flick or a precisely formulated dance of techniques. In many cases, it's the former, but tries to be too hard like the latter. But Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 0, like I said, is an essential read. Perhaps one of the main reasons why I enjoy Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 0 so much was that it directly addressed some of the previous criticisms of the series that made me realize how much I loved some of the characters deep down. And of course, whether or not you share my sentiments is, you know, it's entirely up to you personally, so I won't say it's objective. Nevertheless, you'd undoubtedly be doing yourself a disservice if you're just a Jujutsu Kaisen fan and didn't check out Volume 0. You know, as explained, it provides a load of important backstory and character elements that may or may not be essential for understanding the series going forward, especially in light of Chapter 137. And what's more, it's likely that Studio MAPPA will adapt this prequel series at some point in the anime in the future, as it offers just far too much necessary information to leave out. My bet's on sometimes towards the end of Season 2, so if you read Volume 0 now, you'll be ahead of the Jujutsu Kaisen curve, and you'll look a lot cooler to your weeb friends. But you can read Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 0 for free via the Viz Media Shonen app, which is only like $2 a month. It's, like I said, I talk about it all the time. Just get the app. If you just read a lot of Shonen Jump manga. And, you know, it's worth it. It's pretty cheap. You can still read chapters for free on there anyway. I think it's up to like the three most latest chapters and then the very first three chapters. So you always get a little taste of what's going on in the series, which is always nice. But that is it for me on this episode. I just wanted to do a nice little episode talking about why Volume 0 is so damn important. Giving my three reasons why is an essential read. Why I think it's actually a little bit better than the series. It does a few things better than the main series. And why is it so important for explaining events moving forward. And it does a better job in just, I don't know. I thought the main trio in that one was far more compelling than the trio we have now with Itadori, Fujigoro, and Nobara. But like I said, that's maybe might be personal taste. I won't say it's all objective, very little of it maybe, but you know, that's just my thoughts and feelings on it. But Anyways, I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you will enjoy future episodes and my past episodes. You know, if you're doing like some anime and manga binging and you feel like, you know, catching up on my content, make sure you guys do that, and keep sharing the episodes, keep listening to the episodes. I will give a few updates on the show. I will be doing in the future the next couple episodes. I don't really have any timetables on this, but I think next week I will have another guest. I will have a new guest on the show. That is correct. I won't tell you what we're talking about, but if you follow my Twitter and my Instagram, which is in the show notes, is in the description of this episode, which is Twitter is BaseSenpai. My Weebcast TV is the Instagram. I've laid out a few hints. I may be doing some few hints over the next few days leading up to next week's, next Friday's episode, but I will be having a really cool guest on the show, and we're going to be talking about a few different shows, mainly focusing on one. And then after that week, I'm going to have another guest talking about one of the, talking about another huge, huge anime. I was going to give you a hint, but it's such an easy guess, so I won't give any hints on this one. But I'm really excited for my two guests coming up. And we haven't had guests on the show for a little bit now. So I'm really excited, and we're probably going to be doing back-to-back guest episodes. So I hope you guys will enjoy that content coming up in the next few weeks. And let's see. And then after that, I think I'm finally going to do my Tokyo Ghoul episode. I know I promised it months ago. Things came up. I had guest things and a lot of different projects I wanted to do instead. But the Tokyo Ghoul episode is coming soon. That I can promise you. I was trying to get a guest for that one as well. Maybe that's when, that's how, why things were kind of getting pushed back a little bit, and I couldn't get a good guest. I couldn't get a guest on it. So I think I'm just gonna do it myself and just kind of do that. And also, Detective Conan. I will be doing. People who know me really well, Detective Conan is probably my favorite show, my favorite manga of all time. My favorite series, let's just say, is one of my favorite series of all time. I think it's just so great in so many ways. I need to do an episode on Detective Conan. I might do a two-parter on that Detective Conan because I just love it so much and I want to do two episodes on it. Selfish as I am with that. But that's from the future, Weebcast. I hope you guys stick around for it because it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun and it's going to be super chill. And I hope you guys learn a lot. You know, that's the main thing I love doing the show. I want people to come away with something like, oh, I didn't know that. And then, you know, share it with your friends and family, whatever. Look cool or look weeby, whatever. However they take it. But whatever the case may be. But thank you for listening to this episode of Weebcast. Like I said, make sure that you follow me on my follow my social medias. I got my Twitter down there. I got my Instagram. I also added my email if you also want to send questions or comments there. That is also fine as well. And also down there are two ways where you can support the show. You can support the show through Anchor, and it's just a straight up donation to the show. It should just say support this podcast, and we'll have an Anchor link down there. Another way to support the show monetarily is Patreon. I do have patreon.com/weebcastshow, where you can actually pay for a tier and you get extra benefits with that donation. You get early episodes, you get bonus episodes, you get special Q&A things. You can get on to a live stream with me. You get choose topics. And all that good and a lot of cool stuff. Make sure you check out that on my Patreon there. That link is also down there as well. I think that's it though for me. Thank you for allowing my voice into your ears and into your homes. I will see you next week with another exciting episode, which is a secret. But make sure you follow my social media because I'm going to be dropping hints on what the animes we're going to be talking about for next with my guest next Friday. So check it out. But I will see you next week. You have a lovely weekend. Stay safe. Stay loving. Treat others with respect. And I will see you later. But I'm out of 3000. Goodbye.